At what age are hickeys no longer okay? When you just say, okay, enough is enough. I'm 40.
they become a little unprofessional at times, for right. sure.
Is it cool to be walking around the office with a hickey? I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to say it's probably a bad look unless you own a number of turtlenecks.
Very embarrassing.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What a great question, though. All right, let's break it down. Take a listen to this. Hi, guys. Can you please share this, but do not say my name. I was seeing a guy for a very short amount of time, and last Thursday night, we went on a date. Afterwards, we started kissing, and next thing I know, he's attacking my neck. He just started sucking on my throat and ended up leaving a massive hickey. I had to go into work on Friday, and even with all the foundation I put on, you could still see it. I even had a coworker comment on it. It was beyond embarrassing. What is wrong with people, and why would someone who's 34... still think it's okay to give someone a hickey? Now I have to go to the gym, I have to go to work, I have to visit family, etc., with a hickey on my neck, and I'm just so turned off. Anyone who gives you a hickey that is over 16, it's an automatic breakup. Please spread the word. All right. I can't say her name, but she's pissed.
She's absolutely shaking pissed. So,
when's the last, how old were you? Because we know you're 30 now.
Yeah.
Last hickey you got?
I mean, more recent than you think. I hate it.
I'm assuming it's in a place we can't see.
No.
Where?
It was on my neck.
When?
I mean, I do a very good job at hiding them. I mean, I would never, ever... I was actually really pissed. I was shaking pissed, if I'm being honest.
When?
I was like, are you... This was like a month ago, maybe.
Oh.
And I was like, ugh.
Oh, God.
Don't do that.
Is the us.
Don't do that. And then I had to tell everyone I burnt myself with my hair straightener. Classic.
And it's never the hair straightener. Anyone know if that spoon trick still works?
No, it doesn't, because I tried it.
What do? You freeze a spoon?
You put the spoon in the freezer, and then you wait till it gets cold, and then you take the spoon in a circular motion.
Right. When I was 18 in high school, I accidentally gave my girlfriend a hickey, and her father had words with me. And he goes, listen, I also was 18 once, but never again, young man. You keep it in your pants, and I don't want to have this conversation again.
So
and I said, yes, sir. But in my defense, your daughter initiated it.
Right, of course. So I'm sure that's exactly what he wanted to hear.
It was your daughter.
I was 18. No, I was 17. And same situation. But mine was a little different because nobody knew I was hooking up with anyone, especially girls.
Oh, especially, yeah.
So I show up to a pancake breakfast fundraiser with a neck brace on. And they're like, what happened? I was like, I fell. Like, it literally looked like I was mauled.
I was pushed down the steps.
I was wearing turtlenecks for weeks. It was literally August.
Who did that to you?
It's not worth mentioning.
They did some serious damage. You had to go to a pancake.
It was a crime of passion.
You had to go to a pancake breakfast
with a neck brace. I was slinging flapjacks with a neck brace. My parents were like, what happened?
Oh my God.
I was like, I don't know.
Let's go to our intern, Hannah. Hi, Hannah. All right, so you're 21, you're in college, you're probably getting all hot and heavy. All right, let's not get
heavy
creepy.
Heavy petting.
Tell me your thoughts on hickeys. Go.
I'm so anti-hickey. I don't want to go to class and see bruises all over your neck.
It's trashy.
It's just trashy. I knew this one girl whose neck was like literally black and blue. Yeah. Not covering it up at all. Just going to class without any foundation, without any turtlenecks. I was like, oh my God, guys. Like, I can't believe this happened.
Tell me about the first time you had sex without telling me about the first time you're having sex.
Wait, she wanted people to see.
She wanted people to say.
So weird. And she came up to me and I had to be like, are you okay? I thought she was injured. I was
You thought she was a DV victim.
Yeah, I was like, let's talk about this. And she's like, okay, let's. No, that's not what I meant. Disgusting.
Oh my God.
When's the last time you got a hickey, Hannah? Go.
was like 17. And then my mom saw it and she had to talk to me about my choices.
yeah. Nothing's more uncomfortable than that. Listen, if you get a hickey past the age of 22, it's just a massive inconvenience.
It's definitely an inconvenience. Because there are some people like Hannah's friend over there that it's a badge of an honor. They don't want to hide it. Let's go over to Licky.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say Licky.
Where is your mind right now?
Let's go over to Lori. It's like, let's go over to Licky. Lori says hickeys are never okay. They're the fastest way to possibly look trashy.
Mm-hmm.
I asked at what age is it no longer acceptable to give or receive a hickey, and Nicole just replied with, the age where you get a job. So, yeah, 16. My boyfriend and I are both 29. We've been together for a year. Age does not matter. For me, it's a matter of marking my territory, and I could care less if my boyfriend gives me a hickey. I wear it proudly, and so does he. You're so full of crap. Marking your territory.
I hate that.
It sounds like you're a little insecure.
This person says, it's never acceptable. They are trashy and absolutely disgusting. A hickey on the neck past 16, yucky. However, hickey somewhere hidden that only me and him can see, kind of hot.
Yeah, the back of the knee.
Oh, God.
So when I was 20, I had to do a club night with the radio station. You know, I was hanging banners. I was part of promotions team.
Yeah.
And I ended up, this girl at the club in the DJ booth gave me a massive hickey. Well, long story short, that night, the van gets broken into at the radio station.
Classic.
Well, who do they send to go talk to the police? So I got to talk to the police, and I got this giant hickey on my neck.
Yeah, the guy choked me out. I don't know. Yeah,
so embarrassing. And they commented on it. What happened to your neck? I was like, I don't
remember her name.
I don't know. What am I going to say? Oh, I don't know. I burnt it on a cigarette. It was just so embarrassing because I was pissed that she did that. But you're young and dumb, 20 years old. What are you going to do? Oh, and Doug says it doesn't matter what age you are. Just be grateful if you're a man that any woman would be willing to do that to you. Must be nice.
Oh, not the must be nice guy. Rick, there's plenty of options for you. Plenty of fish.
Doug.
Only.
Doug.
Doug.
Douglas, good luck out there, buddy. Like Breezy says, there's someone for everyone. And just so we all know, we're all in agreement that hickeys are totally trashy, yes?
Disgusting.
Keep it in your pants. Or in your mouth.
Oof. Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
Number one hit music.
I didn't realize just how popular this was until a couple years ago. Our coworker said, my daughter absolutely loves Legos. And he was right. A lot of people love Legos, so much so that this weekend was the grand opening of Bricks Rock in Fairport. So this business is the brainchild of a husband and wife team. And this has been a long time coming. Their Lego store finally opened. Kendall, the wife, has been working with Legos for 8 years now and has always loved them. So much so that she went on to open up a store, and it's in Fairport. It's gorgeous. It's right on Whitney Road.
I bought a Lego set a couple weeks ago.
Did you do it?
Yeah. Like, you know, I'm an F1 fan. I like Formula Racing. And there was a car that I haven't opened the box yet. But I'm like, yeah.
You'll do it and put it on display for sure, though.
Well, you know, for a lot of even adults, too, I feel like Legos is very therapeutic.
Right.
You know, some people do crosswords. Some people do puzzles.
Sudoku. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the Lego thing is fun. It's awesome. And where is this store?
This is in Fairport, right on Whitney Road. So you can go check it out. So essentially at Bricks Rock, it's partially retail, partially an event space. So the retail, you can go buy anything Lego there, new sets, old sets, individual pieces, things of that nature. They also have a build-your-own mini figurine bar, which is really cool. We should go there and do that. And then they can also hold events where you can do private parties in the back room. Businesses can hold happy hours, things of that nature. It looks really, really cool. Just the love for Legos, bringing people together in the village of Fairport. Love that. To see it.
Yeah, that's going to be an awesome place to check out. Maybe they'll even start doing birthday parties.
Yeah, that's what they have in the back room there.
Beautiful.
Yeah, for sure.
Coming up on the show, Kim is in a dilemma at home. She wants to raise her 7-year-old daughter to be vegan, and her husband, on the other hand, is not having it. He's completely against it for a number of reasons. How does a couple manage to compromise on something like this? I don't know. I'm not trying to throw shade at our listener, Kim, but I just feel like these are conversations that should be brought up before you get married. Would you agree 100% that this is maybe something the 7-year-old daughter should decide for herself? Is she old enough? We'll dive into Kim's message for Parental Confidential next on PXY.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 74 for the high today, you guys. And yes, the sun is shining. It's going to be a beautiful start to the week. And if you want your shot at $5,000, all you got to do is download that free Odyssey app and log in and listen to PXY Mornings or PXY for an hour each day. And you are automatically entered into that national contest to get that money.
I love to see it. Who wouldn't want $5,000?
You got that right, Breeze. Well, I would imagine this is something that could absolutely put a wedge into a relationship. Kim wrote in and wants to raise her 7-year-old daughter to be vegan, but her husband is absolutely against it. And it doesn't sound like her daughter has a choice just yet, but have any of you listening ever been in a dilemma similar to the one Kim is in? 585-252-9800. I don't know. It feels like this conversation should have been brought up years ago or maybe even before marriage, but, you know, what do I know?
Mm-hmm.
Kim says, hi, good morning. Quick message for Parental Confidential. I have a dilemma when it comes to wanting to raise our 7-year-old daughter vegan while my partner is against it. I'm not okay with buying or preparing meat, and I thought I'd be okay with compromising and letting him feed our daughter animal products as long as I didn't know about it. But since it came up, it's become an issue, and I no longer feel this way. I would like to raise her vegan. My partner is not vegan or vegetarian. He's Hispanic, and he says I'm taking away from our daughter's culture by letting her have meals, by not letting her have meals his mother makes that are part of who he is. It's his culture.
Uh-huh.
And Kim says, I understand that. I understand where he's coming from. However, I eat his mother's meals just without the animal products. My partner can't get over it. He's making comments how he's going to sneak her away and get them McDonald's or a steak, and I just don't find it funny. In fact, I'm not quite sure, but it makes me panic and nauseated at the thought of someone feeding her meat behind my back. Does anyone have any advice, or has anyone dealt with their partner wanting to raise your kids vegan, not vegan, when you do? Thank you, Moose and Breezy. Okay, that came in from Kim. So she wants to raise her 7-year-old daughter vegan, and the husband says, or partner, absolutely not. But it doesn't sound from this message like they really gave their daughter a choice.
Right.
Is she old enough to make that choice for herself? Seven? You guys tell me.
I mean, that's something that you need to guide your child into. That's not something they can really choose on their own because they don't know the options. They don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They eat what you feed them. So there's that.
I can see how this would go south real quick. If you got one, you both got to be on board.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm thinking, when you have one parent trying to force veganism down their kid's throat, you have to be all in or nothing at all. You can't have one parent forcing you to live a lifestyle while the other parent is taking you to get a burger at McDonald's. How does that work? It's going to mess that kid up.
For sure. And it's going to be like, wait, what?
Oh, here come the messages. Let's go to our girl, Elena. What's up, Elena? Thanks for texting in right now. This is why it's very important to make sure you and your partner are on the same page when it comes to lifestyle and wellness habits, mm-hmm. especially before a baby is involved. I refuse to deal with any man who isn't plant-based or at the very least already heavily considered it and wants to make that transition. Okay.
It's just hard because, like, I don't know how you, as a human who sounds like she's very passionate about this and believes in it wholeheartedly, can be with somebody who doesn't.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're, I don't know, it's like marrying someone who has a different political opinion as you. You're just canceling each other out.
Right. And, not, you know, like, you try so hard. Each individual wants so badly to be heard. But really, like Breezy said, you're just kind of canceling each other out. And it's always going to have, it's always going to be this argument. I have very, very close friends. Wife is Republican, the husband's Democrat.
That's my parents.
They don't see eye to eye at all when it comes to politics, but they make it work.
Yeah.
You know, they express how they're feeling. They don't throw glasses and dishware at each other.
I feel like it's hilarious because, like, my parents, same boat. And, like, also, in this day and age, people are, like, will not even look at somebody if they have a differing opinion than them.
Right. I know.
My parents got married 35 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're sharing a bed.
So strange. I've dated vegetarians and vegans and all of the things. Sure have.
Yeah.
And it's a pain in the ass. I'll tell you that much.
Listen, I had an ex that was doing it to lose weight and kind of like do a cleanse. She's like, I'm going vegan for 3 months. I went vegan with her for 3 months. I ate a lot of carbs.
Yeah. It's like everyone's like, oh, it's so much healthier. I'm like, is it? Like,
well,
I had a vegetarian ex. All she ate was mac and cheese and corn.
Yeah. I mean, you can, like, that's I found it. Out that Oreos are vegan. So when I was on set, I was shooting a film. Mm-hmm. That's when I was doing the vegan thing. And, you know, when you're on set, there's so much crafty and crap that's mm-hmm. not good for you. I'm like, don't you guys want us to look good? So here I am.
Classic.
They had all like meat and chicken wings and steak, and I'm stuffing my face with Oreos in the corner. Julia says, first off, it's both of your kid. So he has just as much say as you. Get over it. This vegan cult needs to end because it's making people crazy. Damn. Chris says,
the vegan cult.
This is not what you want. It's about what your daughter wants. She's 7, and yes, to answer Moose's question, she's old enough to make that decision for herself without you telling her that she has to. Ask your daughter what she wants.
This person says, my mom did the vegan thing for a while, and us kids got to pick every day. We got to choose between mom's meals or dad's meals every single night. It was nice to have options. This person says, your child is 7. Let her be a kid. You're only setting her up for confusion and failure.
Yeah.
You are separating your child from everything growing up. They have to pick and choose what they can and cannot eat at birthday parties, sleepovers, schools, etc. Let her be a kid and make her choices for herself when she's old enough. That's from Kelf.
Well, you know what? I mean, we got Halloween in 10 days, and you know they're celebrating schools. It's going to be real difficult for her.
Some schools.
Some yeah. schools, but I mean, poor girl can't have a Reese's.
But that's the thing, like,
by the way, I don't know who needs to hear this morning, but pumpkin Reese's, the Halloween Little Reese's peanut butter cups have 4 grams of protein, so have at it.
Oh, the little Reese's shaped in pumpkins?
Yes.
I love those. They just taste better. I don't know why.
So it's loaded with protein.
I know. So, you know, I agree.
If you, like, need something after your workout, there you go.
Just let her make her own decisions when she's old enough to do so. Like this person says, there's options for kids. Mommy's meal, daddy's meal. Choose which one you like better.
We got a listener that says,
telling you right now, they're not reaching for the tofu.
No, they're not. No, no, no. Don't even bother. This is not going to work. Your daughter's just going to eventually rebel and eat whatever she wants. Yeah.
It can create very unhealthy eating patterns and habits. I'll tell you that much.
Like, I respect anybody that wants to have that lifestyle as vegan or vegetarian. I mean, you know, by all means, it is healthy, but when you start getting a 7-year-old involved, and then, like I said, you got two parents forcing this kid in opposite directions, there's no way this is going to end. This is going to end badly.
Yeah.
It really is.
For sure. So,
and everybody's saying you got to get on the same page with your husband. You guys got to be able to compromise because it is his kids too. You can't demand that your 7-year-old's going to be vegan while he's saying, well, does he have to give in? No, it doesn't sound like he's going to. But I do appreciate you reaching out, Kim, and sharing your message. I'm very interested to hear what happens with this. We think, I don't know how you feel about this, Breezy, but you should leave it up to your 7-year-old to decide what she wants.
150%.
She's old enough.
150%.
Get her that Happy Meal. Here's that. Take the meat off. Just eat the
fries.
Bread.
She's vegan.
That's right. You can only eat the fries. All right, guys, we got to take a quick break. Thanks for tuning in. It's PXY Mornings. 98 PXY.